జన్మ వల్లభ గిరివర ధారి జయ గోపీ జన్మ వల్లభ గిరివర ధారి శోదనందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదనందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమున తీరవన చారి యమున తీరవన చారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ గోపీ జన్న వల్లభ గిరివర ధారి జయ గోపీ జన్న వల్లభ గిరివర ధారి శోదనందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదనందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమున తీరవన చారి యమున తీరవన చారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి జయం విష్ణుపాద్ పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టతర శత శిశిమాత్ అభాయ చరణ రవింద భక్తివేదంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ ఇస్కాన్ ప్రతిష్టాకాచార్య శిల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ ప్రంశకో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద కీ జయ జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ చెమకుంద రాధకుంద గిరి గోవర్ధన కీ జయ జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా మధవష్టష్టాకి వృంద కీ జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ పంచతత్వ కీ జయ నరసింహదేవ భగవాన్ కీ జయ భక్తరాజ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ కీ జయ జయ జగన్నాథ బలదేవ్ సుభద్రమాయి కీ జయ సమవేద గౌర భక్తవృంద కీ జయ జయ నితాయ గౌప్రమనందీ హరి హరి బోల్ గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భగవతాం కీ జయ జయ నితాయ గౌప్రమనందీ హరి హరి బోల్ So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 1, verse number 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Suta Uvacha. Evam Hishyama Bhrigunandana Saduvadam. Evam Nishyama Bhrigunandana Saduvadam. Evam Nishyama Bhrigunandana Saduvadam. evam nishyama bhrigunandana saduvadam. Vaya sakhi sa bhagavan ata vishnurata. Vaya sakhi sa bhagavan ata vishnuratam. Vaya sakhi sa bhagavan ata vishnuratam. Pratyarcha krishna charitam kalikam saganam. Pratyarcha krishna charitam kalikam kalam saganam. Pratyarcha krishna charitam kalikam saganam. Kalmasaganam. Krishna Chaitam Kali Kalmasaganam. Vyahartum Arabhada Bhagavan Pradhanam. Vyahartum Arabhata Bhagavata Pradhanah. Vyaharatum arabhata bhagavata pradhanaha.
Mataji's?
Sutta Vacha. Suta uvacha. Suta Goswami said. Evam. Thus. Nishyama. Hearing. Bhrigunandana. O son of Bhrigu dynasty. Shaunaka. Saduvadam. Pious questions. Vayasakihi. Shukadeva Goswami. The son of Vyasadev. Saha. He. Bhagavan. The most powerful. Atha. Thus. Vishnuhu. Sorry. Vishnuratam. Antu Parikshit Maharaj. Who was always protected by Vishnu. Pratyarcha. Offering him respectful obeisances. Krishna Charitam. Topics of Lord Krishna. Kali Kalmasagnam, which diminishes the troubles of this age of Kali. Vyaharatum, to describe. Arbhata, began. Bhagavata Pradhanaha. Shukadev Goswami. The chief among pure devotees. Translation. And purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shukadev Goswami said, O son of Bhrigu, Shaunaka Rishi, after Shukadev Goswami, the most respectable devotee, the son of Vyasadev, heard the pious questions of Maharaj Parikshit, he thanked the king with great respect. Then he began to discourse on topics concerning Krishna, which are the remedy for all sufferings in this age of Kali. Purport. In this verse, the words Krishna Charitam Kali Kalmasa Gnam indicate that the activities of Lord Krishna are certainly the greatest panacea for all miseries, especially in this age of Kali. It is said that in Kali Yuga, people have only short lives, and they have no culture of spiritual consciousness. If anyone is at all interested in spiritual culture, he is misled by many bogus swamis and yogis who do not refer to Krishna Katha. Therefore, most people are unfortunate and disturbed by many calamities. Srila Vyasadeva prepared Srimad Bhagavatam at the request of Narad Muni in order to give relief to the sufferings of people of this age of Kali. Kali Kalmasa Gnam. The Krishna conscious movement is seriously engaged in enlightening people to the pleasing topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. All over the world, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is being accepted in all spheres of life, especially in advanced, educated circles. Srila Shukadev Goswami is described in this verse as Bhagavat Pradhana, whereas Parikshit Maharaj is described as Vishnuratam. Both words bear the same meaning, that is, Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of Krishna, and Shukadev Goswami was also a great saintly person and a great devotee of Krishna. Combined together, they present Krishna Katha. They give great relief to sufferings of humanity. Anartho pasyanam sakshat bhakti yogam adokshaje Lokasya janato vidvamsh chakra satvata samhitam. The material miseries of the living entities, of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadev compiled this Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relationship with the Supreme Truth, Bhagavatam 1.7.6. People in general are unaware of the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. People in general are unaware that the message of Srimad Bhagavatam can give all of human society relief from the pains of Kali Yuga. Kali Kalamsa Gnam. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalokaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupah Kadah Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantha Radha Kantha Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So now we have begin reading of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of Krishna Charitam, or different descriptions of various pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada, in the purport of this, to this verse, explains that this Krishna Charitam is the pankriya, or the remedy for all the suffering which the people in this age of Kali experience. So he also gives reasons why it removes all the suffering. Srila Prabhupada explains that in this particular age, people are short-lived. When people are short-lived, there is only so much they can accomplish in this life. Life is short. It seems long when you are young, but as you get elder, you realize how short the life is and how little you have actually accomplished in the time on this planet. So even though life as it is not easy, it made even more difficult to attain anything in life, especially self-realization in this age. Less intelligent, people are less intelligent also. Spiritual knowledge requires intelligence and not ordinary intelligence. It requires a very sophisticated type of intelligence. We talk about certain people, academic people or scientifically minded people, being intelligent because they can deal with in the realm of abstraction, of an abstract thought. However, those things they talk about, they're really not as abstract or not as subtle as the spiritual topics which discuss the soul, which discuss karma, and many, many other truths which are beyond sensual perception, which are beyond reasoning. So a very, very fine intelligence is required to understand the spiritual knowledge. It is a very, very subtle intelligence. So people are less intelligent in material intelligence, gross intelligence, reasoning is less in this. I want to speak about that subtle spiritual intelligence which is required for self-realization. And above all, as Srila Prabhupada often explains, people are always disturbed. People are always disturbed. There is always something going on which disturbs the mind. And one of the primary requirements for self-realization is the peace of mind. And we learn this basic fact from Bhagavad Gita that one of the first steps in any process of yoga is to quiet down the mind. When the mind is peaceful, then one can make progress on a spiritual path. When the mind is disturbed, it is very difficult. So therefore, this Krishna Charitam is the best remedy in this age for self-realization, for the living entity from the various sufferings of this material creation. And why is that? Well, for a very simple reason, because it is the basis, the pastimes of Krishna are the basis of Krishna Katha. And by being engaged in Krishna Katha, then one attains perfection in life. A self-realization, realization of the Absolute Truth, is only possible through understanding of the scripture. There is a certain things which we can learn from pratyaksha, from sense perception. There are certain things which we can learn from reasoning, from anumana. But the transcendental topics of self-realization, the truths about God and his various potencies can be only learned from scripture. And there's no any other source of learning about God than scripture. And because of those shortcomings of this particular age, as short life and less intelligence and being disturbed, it is very difficult for the ordinary human being to enter into the realm of Shabda Brahman, or very difficult for an ordinary human being to enter into the realm of spiritual knowledge and spiritual realization. It is not a simple thing. It is not a question of memorizing a couple of shlokas or a couple of facts and figures. It is not like that. Therefore, it becomes very, very difficult. So, Narad Muni, understanding this challenge which we are facing as the people of this particular age, our shortcomings, he instructed Vyasadev to compile the spiritual knowledge, to present the Shabda Brahman in such a way that it will be easily accessible to the people of the age of Kali. Otherwise, the spiritual knowledge, as it is presented in the Upanishads, in the Vedanta Sutra, and other such texts, is highly inaccessible for the common, ordinary person living in this age. So, Krishna Katha reveals the transcendental truth about Krishna. And by doing so, liberates the living entity from the repeated cycle of birth and death and from the sufferings connected with this particular verse. So, we often read in Srila Prabhupada's books that of all the human beings, the Brahmins are considered to be the best. And amongst Brahmins, the Vaishnavas are considered to be the highest. And the reason for that is that the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas are capable of comprehending the spiritual knowledge about Krishna. And they understand Krishna, Sambandha. They can understand the relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they can explain it to others. Therefore, they are highly glorified and highly exalted in all Vedic literature. However, that spiritual knowledge is very difficult to understand. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that the Shabda Brahman, the spiritual knowledge, manifests in four phases, known as Nad Brahman, the transcendental imperceptible sound, which then we have the Pashyati phase, Madhyama phase, and Vaikari. Only the final, the last phase is audible to a human ear when it is spoken. So Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas explain that this is very difficult to understand because the three phases of spiritual knowledge, they not even externally manifest to the senses. They internally situated in the living entity. Therefore, Tene Adi Brahma Hridaya, that this knowledge was revealed in the heart of Lord Brahma. It is an internalized knowledge. It is not an external knowledge. And so such highly qualified personalities with that kind of intelligence, there are not many who can have that kind of grasp of knowledge. They're very, very uncommon in this way age. Most of the people are less intelligent. They don't have that kind of intelligence, that kind of a subtle mind which can comprehend those philosophical truths. For yoga practice, we require a very long life. It is not something which can be done 5 times a week, 45 minutes, by doing that one will make a dynamic progress on the spiritual path. It is not possible. It doesn't work like that. We know from the scripture that, generally speaking, when somebody took yoga practice seriously, it was something which was taken up for not hundreds of years, but thousands of years. Thousands of years. So a majority of people don't even live 100 years. So how is it possible to become self-realized to the practice of yoga? And the practice of jnana is also very difficult. That intelligence is not there. People lose their brain power, and there's very less. Srila Prabhupada gives this story about this Englishman, and this is not such an old story, this was during the British Raj, so not so long ago, that there was a man, Englishman, who insulted some Indian gentleman. He called him all kinds of names, a fool, a rascal, and so on and so forth. So this Indian gentleman, he went to court, and he made a case against him. So the judge said, where is your witness? He's saying that he insulted you and called you so many names you call a witness. So this Indian gentleman was thinking, who was there? And then he remembered there was one Brahmana on the bank of Ganges taking bath. Oh, so yeah, I have one witness. So he brought that witness to the court. But what happened was that this Brahmana did not speak English. He was a local, so he didn't speak any English. So when he was explained what happened, and he said, I don't know what was being said, but that's what that man said. And he exactly verbatim repeated word by word what the Englishman said, though he had no idea of English language. He just repeated the sounds. He just recited back like a parrot, whatever he heard. So that kind of intelligence those Brahmins were possessing not even such a long time ago. So who has this kind of intelligence today? And then, furthermore, people always disturb, and even if they sincerely try and understand that necessity for spiritual practice, and they want to practice spiritual life, they end up being cheated by somebody. They find some bogus guru who will not engage with them in Krishna Katha, which is meant for this particular age as a basis of understanding Lord Krishna, but he engages them in some so-called processes of jnana and yoga and cheats them and gives them something in the name of spirituality, which has nothing to do with spirituality, gives them some fake religion. So this Krishna Katha, it's a sufficient means to realize one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Obviously, there is a certain requirements in order to do so. Sometimes people, first of all, as pointed out here in Srimad Bhagavatam, one has to understand that this material world is an unnatural situation for the living entity. It is not the place a living entity is meant to be. It is very, very common when you go out and you try to present Krishna consciousness and you tell people, well, you are suffering in this material world. And many say, no, I'm happy. A very, very common answer, isn't it? Very often people say, no, I'm fine, I'm totally happy. What are you talking about? Maybe you have a problem, I'm fine. I can tell you what to do to be happy, just come. Explain to you what you're doing wrong. So, first of all, people don't even understand the level of illusion, the level of ignorance and foolishness that people are covered by in this particular age. They don't understand. Srila Prabhupada and Srimad Bhagavatam gives this analogy of a chagal, of a goat, waiting in the line at the butcher's shop, happily eating grass, and just a very, very small distance from him, there's another goat which head is being chopped off. So, an intelligent person will make the connection. I'm here, he is here, his head is getting chopped off, and the guys before me, before him, head goes also chopped off. There is a very good chance my head's gonna be next. But because of that less intelligence, people don't understand it. And they, because they cannot rationalize it, they delude themselves. And they make themselves believe, I'm a happy person. I'm a happy person. I'm fine. Or sometimes even in spiritual circles, people philosophically understand the problems of material creation. They understand the problems of this world. But they become so caught up in material life, in their household duties, that they neglect spiritual practice, they neglect the Krishna Katha. So that is called a Grihamedi. So either a fool or a Grihamedi. Maybe he has the capacity to understand it, but he gets so caught up in the materialistic life that he just does not give it a time. And he says, yes, later. Later, later, as Srila Prabhupada often says. Somebody may think, well, we often hear this spiritual life, it takes so much to do, and this process appears so simple. I mean, we're talking about some great jnanis studying the scriptures for years and years on with their fine intelligence. Some yogis performing austerities for thousands of years, purifying themselves and gradually elevating themselves in spiritual consciousness. So how is it possible that all you have to do is just engage in some Krishna Katha? It's so simple. It's oversimplified. Simple is good, but when things become oversimplified, they don't work anymore. So it seems too simple to be practical. Well, Srila Prabhupada explains that it is simple because it is direct. The processes of jnana or yoga, they complicate because they are indirect, while the process of Krishna consciousness is direct, and due to its direct nature, it can be very, very simple. And therefore is given by Śrīla Vyāsadeva to us on the recommendation of Narada Muni. He says this complicated processes of jnana and karma, the people of Kali Yuga, maybe even though they attached, just like the people in all ages were attached to jnana and yoga and karmakanda, they may be attached, but they, even if they attach, they won't be able to get any benefit. So there is no need to bother to give it to them. You just have to give them direct Krishna consciousness and hope that they will be fortunate enough to accept it. So this is a very, very simple thing. Krishna consciousness is a very, very simple thing, but because we are so used to our conditioned mind and how it operates and how it works, that it appears very complicated. I remember one time there was one boy, small, a five-year-old. He came to Gurukul and he joined, and he had muri and milk for breakfast. So this was, generally speaking, everybody thinks using a spoon to eat some puff rice from a bowl is a very, very simple thing. Yes? Nobody will question that. But if you are 5 year old and you never had used spoon before, then it is quite a challenge. So I remember he looks, puts it in, and everything goes here, yeah. Okay, he gets another try, goes here. So then somebody came and showed him how to use. So very, very quickly he understood how to use spoon, and he mastered the very important art of using the spoon and the bowl. Or sometimes this analogy is given of handicapped people. Yeah? When somebody is handicapped, then you need some crutches, you need some complex arrangement in order to move. A normal healthy person just stands up and walks. But the handicapped person, well, there's so many complexities involved, the crutches, the wheelchair, and so on and so forth. So those things, those ideas of jnana and yoga, to which we are very, very attached, they simply tools which help us to come to the platform of direct Krishna consciousness. So Vyasadev says, don't bother. You try to walk with the crutches, you're going to go down on your face. It's not going to help you in any way. You're just going to waste your time. Instead, take direct Krishna consciousness. But of course, some others can say that, well, even though it is very true, we need to take direct Krishna consciousness, nonetheless, I'm a humble person, and I understand I have some shortcomings. So I need those crutches. How can I make progress in Krishna consciousness if I don't get some support from some other external systems which will support me in making my progress in Krishna consciousness? So Srila Prabhupada has given us that support in the form of Pancharatra. It is not of jnana or the yoga which is the support for the living entity in Kali Yuga, those who are not able to act on the platform of this pure Krishna consciousness which is presented here in the 10th canto, they should take help and support from the Pancharatra scripture. So by that support, then they will gradually become situated on the platform of Krishna consciousness, that this simple process of Krishna Katha will be complete and sufficient for that living entity, conditioned living entity. So this Krishna Katha should be properly understood. This particular verse talks in the terms of Abhideya Tattva. It is not talking about Sambandha, is not giving you some information, something you put in your notebook as a note, yes, all right, part of making progress in spiritual life is to engage in some Krishna Katha. It is directly presenting how to become Krishna conscious. It's giving you a formula which you have to apply in your life. You have to engage in your life. And a very good example is also given here. Practical example is given in Bhagavatam of a Krishna Katha. You have Parikshit Maharaj, who is the inquirer, is the one who asks questions. And then you have Shukadev Goswami, who explains. So based on that Shravana Kirtana process of this hearing and chanting process combined together, then we have a Krishna Katha. So the Krishna Katha implies that this hearing and chanting goes on. It is not a passive type of learning. It is an active type of learning of exchanging one's affection towards Krishna, one's appreciation of Krishna. So, therefore, this verse emphasizes the importance of these pastimes of Krishna and states that these pastimes, the Krishna Charita, is the remedy for the suffering of Kali Yuga. And if one engages in this process of Krishna Katha, the association of the devotees, engages in the process of hearing and chanting, then he will be indeed liberated from this miseries of material world. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, "Janma karma mache divyam evam yoveti tatvataha." That one who understands the appearance, the reasons for Krishna's appearance, and his transcendental activities in truth, he certainly does not take birth in this material world. So how do you understand the reasons for Krishna's appearance? How do you understand Krishna's activities? Well, the process of understanding the reasons why Krishna appears, the process of understanding Krishna's activity, why is he acting in this particular manner, not in that particular manner, all those reasons are given in and can be grasped in discussing the pastimes of the Lord, as presented here in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, from the very beginning, has encouraged devotees to engage in this process of Krishna Katha and establish a regular Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita classes, and how also, as is presented in this purport, this knowledge is being disseminated all over the world to save the unfortunate, short-lived, less intelligent, and disturbed people of Kali Yuga. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments?
Thank you for the class. In the purport, Prabhupada mentions that this Krishna Katha is the greatest panacea of all miseries, which means remedy or yeah. You know, the cure. And we also were saying that you must follow scriptures. Now, most other scriptures, other than our Vedic scriptures, they don't mention Krishna when they don't have Krishna Katha. So are we to understand then that one must become a Vaishnav in order to understand God, or can you understand God through other scriptures?
So this is a very good conclusion you have given us, that in two parts, that in order to understand God, you need scriptures, but in order to understand Krishna, you need to become a Vaishnav. So, generally speaking, without scripture, it is not possible to realize the Paramatma or Bhagavan aspect of the Absolute Truth. Only the impersonal aspect of the Absolute Truth can be understood on the power of the human, not Kali Yuga human, but normal non-Kali Yuga human can realize Brahman. Because this human form is meant for self-realization. So there is enough intellectual and mental faculty given to the human being to grasp some basic concept of spirituality, to learn how to differentiate between spirit and matter. And that's what Brahman realization really means. Seeing difference between the spirit, the eternal spirit, the eternal Brahman, and the temporary material nature, being able to differentiate that there is some difference between the two. It's not the same thing, that there is a difference. There are two different principles in this creation. Chit and achit. However, in order to understand any of the personal aspects of God, starting from beyond the Brahma Jyoti, then scripture is very much required. You have to hear pastimes of the Lord in whichever form or whichever incarnation to be able to realize his transcendental name, form, qualities, pastimes, etc. This is not possible without the scriptures. So therefore, there are many religions in the world, and this Sanatana Dharma is considered to be the highest, because it directly discusses the personal feature, the most advanced religious texts, because they directly discuss the personal feature. They go beyond the Brahman or beyond some vibhutis of the super soul, like greatness and compassion, some generic qualities, to specific personality of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, without the scripture, it's not possible. And why in Kali Yuga, especially Bhagavatam? Because in Kali Yuga, people are lazy, less intelligent, and not very austere. And Srimad Bhagavatam is so sweet that even the lazy and the crazy and drug addicted and so many other people hearing this Krishna Katha, they leave it all and take up because of this unique sweetness of pastimes of Krishna. So very, very special. Yeah? People of Kali Yuga are very, very easily captivated by the intoxicating sweetness of the pastimes of Krishna. Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you for enlightening us. But my question is, those who are on the path of Jnana Yoga, what is their consciousness and what is their daily activities?
What the second part?
What are their daily activities, what they do in the day-to-day life, and what is their consciousness?
So, those who are on the path of Jnana Yoga, the consciousness is not really that different than the consciousness of those who are on the any other path, or Karma Kanda, or Yoga, or Jnana Kanda. The consciousness is still Purusha Abhiman. They think Ahamati, yes? I am the doer, my brain is studying these books, and this, I am the possessor of this knowledge. That is what they think, that is their consciousness. It is not a transcendental consciousness, it is a conditioned consciousness. They think I am a doer and I am an enjoyer, just like a yogi and karmi things. So consciousness like this, and what they do? Well, the activity is like this. They think mostly. If they are good jnanis, they just think the whole day. So there is not so much physical activity, but there is lots of mental activity going on. Speculation is called. Yeah? This is manasavritti. The mind keeps, the wheels of the mind just keep turning, and they become better and better at turning the cogs of the mind. So they physically not so much activity, mostly thinking. And I don't know how they do it all day, because nowadays if you just think the whole day you get diabetes or some other problems, but somehow or another, I guess in previous age the bodies allow them to sit and think a lot. In this age, not even possible to sit the whole day. You will get pretty sick pretty quickly, so nothing overly inspiring goes on in the life of a jnani. And as you chew on the same principles over and over, then they become drier and drier, there's less and less juice left. So then after some time, generally they get into something more juicy, like some philanthropy, and start building hospital and other such things, so that they get some satisfaction in life. So that is the, in a nutshell, the biography of a jnani in this particular age and time. Any other questions or comments? So then we will end here. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Samavada Gaura Bhaktivinoda Ki. Jai Jai Nitai Go Primanande Hari Hari Bo. There's two, there's Mayavadi Gyanis, and then you have the